Jan Rush is a board member of the Tanqueray Arts Council and coordinates their adult classes at the POAC Gallery. Do you know the address of the POAC Gallery by chance?
It is 321 2nd Avenue.
That'd be, yeah, I know it's on 2nd. That sounds good.
Right, directly across from Jalapenos. Yeah. You walk out that door and straight across the street, you will walk directly into the gallery.
And it's been, you guys have been in that location for now more than a year.
About a year and a half.
Year and a half.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are people finding it, do you think? Are people
yes
know where
no.
you are?
Yes yeah. and no. Mm-hmm. I think more and more people are finding it. And one of the fun events that goes on in the gallery is the first Friday mm-hmm. of every month. We introduce a new show, and a lot of people will attend the gallery because it's fun. You see your neighbors, see some art, get to talk to some of the artists, have a glass of wine. It's always a good time. And that's important for a couple of reasons. One is because it's a good time. Mm-hmm. But the other thing to know is that the first Friday of every month, we change out the show in the gallery. So if you are a person who cannot make those Friday evening, even if you're just coming to town, it's nice to know that every month the show is different. So if you haven't been to the gallery for a while, it's a good time to come back because chances are there'll be new artwork.
Yeah.
The show that's coming up is featuring women. Not women artists, but women because it's Women's History Month. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a variety of works from a variety of artists in the show. And that's always especially fun because then there's lots of people in there talking about their art. And it'll be fun to see I don't know how many artists there's going to be, but it'll be fun to see what they all do with that theme.
Yeah. It's not just one woman. It's a bunch of.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, it's a bunch of artists
okay.
representing the importance of women.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So it's not women artists.
Gotcha. Okay. I heard you say it. I didn't quite understand. Now I get it. Okay. Well, that'll be cool. And that's next Friday.
It is next Friday.
First Friday.
Five to eight.
Okay. What else was I going to ask about that location? Yeah. Well, that's where it seemed like the Pondery Arts Council was bouncing around. The offices were in various places around town for a long time, but it seems like.
And I think that's true.
Yeah.
They've been around for a very long time, hanging art in various different mm-hmm. locations. This is the first time they've had a real building that's dedicated to having a gallery. And,
yeah.
It's just such a pleasure. Claire Christie mm-hmm. and Carol Diener oversee how the art is hung. And it's always every month when I walk in, it's like I feel like I'm whisked away to somewhere special. They do a really great job of hanging the art in the gallery.
Who's hanging up right now? Do you happen to know?
It's the Robinsons, Karen Robinson and Ed mm-hmm. Robinson, who are married to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them do amazing artwork. Karen does a variety of different media, and I would say a lot of it is landscape, but not all of it.
So mm-hmm.
Some of it has to do with, excuse me, with pictures of people, portraits, and then Ed loves to do plain air. Paint mm-hmm. outside, and his work is very realistic, but it steals people's hearts because it's oftentimes places around here where people have been, especially if they're hikers or
mm-hmm.
you know they like the adventure of living in North Idaho.
Yeah.
You hear people saying, "Oh my gosh, is that such and such?" And usually it is something that people are familiar with.
Yeah.
So they will be up through the rest of this until next Friday.
Yeah.
So,
and welcome to the KRFY studios, to the Tiki Room, Tone Lund, the executive director of the Pondery Arts Council.
Good morning.
Good morning. You can get comfortable. You don't have to keep your coat on or anything. And I was just going to ask Jan to talk a little bit about the classes that the Pondery Arts Council does. How long has the Arts Council been involved in kind of arts education or adult education, at least?
Almost 3 years. Mm-hmm. And we were, as you said, we've moved around quite a bit, and we were still in a different building at the time. Mm-hmm. But Joyce Dillon's estate donated money to the Ponderay Arts Council, which allowed us to create an adult school, and started with a few artists, and now we really have quite a staff of teachers who offer a variety of classes. We have everything from 4-week, 3-hour-a-week serious classes, usually in painting. We have an abstract class, an acrylic class, beginning watercolor class. So if someone is interested in a long-term kind of, this is what I want to do through these cold months, or this is what I want to do while I'm here during the summer or whatever, we have a variety of classes of that type. The other thing that we have is a number of, people call them once and dones. You come to the classroom and in 3 hours leave with a finished piece of art. So I'll give you a few examples of those. Mm-hmm. Probably the most unusual thing is that we teach metalworks, which is not done in the building because we can't have torches in the building, but it's done at a metal studio. So that's kind of a fun and sort of off the charts kind of thing that we offer. But also we offer kimikumi, which is a technique done with fabric, wind chimes, jewelry, and canvas weaving. Just a lot of things that people can come and do in a short period of time. Mm-hmm. And if anyone is interested, if you haven't heard about our classes, if anyone's interested, you can go to
artinsandpoint.org.
Mm-hmm. And go to the catalog, and they're all listed with pictures of the product that will be produced, plus information about the teacher and an opportunity to sign up. So people come in groups sometimes. A group of friends will decide to come, especially the three-hour classes. A whole group, a neighborhood will come. And then some people take class, like they'll get interested in one topic that we teach, and they'll just come back for class after class after class. There's lots of ways to make the school work.
Yeah.
So
going as a group of friends, that sounds like how I might get in the door. That seems good. Are you yourself an instructor, Jan, or you just coordinate?
I am everything.
She is everything.
Uh-huh. I love school. I have always loved school, and I am started as an artist a long time ago and have really embraced getting involved again. And so I teach weaving, and then I also teach abstract class in oil and cold wax. And then I probably take every class we offer at one time or another, just because I love school. Yeah. So, and I love the people. That's the other thing about the school, is that good friends are made often. We had a group who took one of our very first classes. They went on to meet every week, not in the school, mm-hmm. but just as friends. They even went to Washington, D.C. together. And won blue ribbons in the state fair with their artwork, and they continue to come back and take classes together. So
excellent.
That is a fun story.
Okay. You do, here it is, Wonderful Weaving with Jan Rust.
That would be it. In fact, we are, we'll be starting a Wonderful Weaving class very soon.
Okay, design, I'm going to read from the website here, designed to give all weavers an opportunity to create a textured wall hanging using a simple frame loom. Let's see, for your class, for example, what does somebody have to bring, and what do they have to have a certain level of experience with weaving?
For most of our classes, we take all levels of experience in just about everything, because we're a small town and we want to make sure that all media is available to all people. Mm-hmm. And in the weaving class, I provide the looms and all of the tools on loan. They don't keep the looms and tools, but they can use them for the duration of the class. They also can buy them if they'd like. And then for a supply fee of $30, I provide all the yarn. Mm-hmm. So the supply list for the weaving class is a pair of sharp scissors, period. Okay. Everything else is provided for a supply fee of $30.
Okay.
And I sell very inexpensive looms if someone wants to buy one.
Cool.
So they can continue on at home if they like.
Uh-huh. We're talking with Jan Rust, board member, and Tone Lund, executive director of the Pondere Arts Council, right now about the adult classes that you guys offer over in the Joyce Dillon studio.
And I can tell one more thing about the about the gallery and the school is that, as we talked, the gallery is a fun place to go and see a variety of artwork that changes out every month. But behind the gallery is the studio where we teach classes. Mm-hmm. And back there, all of the teachers have their artwork up, so you can see examples of the classes that we teach. And they're also for sale, just like the artwork in the front of the gallery. So the experience of coming to the gallery is also extended into that back room where there's always a variety of artwork on display.
Sure. Okay. So you can go back there and look and say, oh, here's one that I would like to know how to do.
That happens very often.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Do any come to mind as requiring special attention? Any new adult classes that you're offering or anything like that that people haven't noticed yet?
Thank you for asking. We have one of our, I don't want to say oldest teachers. He's not the oldest teacher, but one of the teachers that's been with us the longest there is Barry Burgess. And he has taught a variety of drawing and watercolor classes. And right now he's doing one that's called Beginning Drawing and Beginning Watercolor. And even though he's been with us a long time, it's sold out. So we have put up another one, which is coming up. And if anybody who is listening to this show was disappointed because they couldn't get into his last class, he will be doing another one in April. And sign up today.
Okay.
So that's a fun thing that's going on.
Okay. Yeah. Tone, anything come to mind for you? Any of the classes that you particularly want to highlight?
Well, I have not taken very many of the classes. I did in the beginning when we were testing them out, but I've done the ink, right? What was it called? The ink?
Alcohol ink?
No, it was the ink press.
Oh, printmaking.
Printmaking, oh, cool. Yes. Uh-huh. And then jewelry and stained glass. I still have my dragonfly, but those were fun classes.
Cool.
But most of them take place during the day when I'm working, so
yeah.
I get to listen to all the fun.
Well, and what Tone's talking about are the 3-hour classes that make sense for her at times, and lots of people. I'm so glad we offer those because for many people that... Oh, and another thing, we do offer classes at night and on weekends, so... For people who work, sometimes that's a plus.
And these are specifically aimed at adults.
They are aimed at adults, 18 and over.
18 and over is your okay. The group is it? I don't know. Are there any types of what types of people tend to come to these classes? Are there any kind of people you wish were showing up more?
I wish all people were showing up more.
Yeah,
I think my biggest fear is that there is someone out there who doesn't show up because they don't know we exist. So this is a great opportunity to be able to talk about this.
Yeah.
And who shows up depends on when the class is offered.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day, we have a lot of retired people, as you can imagine, or people who work from home and have flexible hours.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably the average age is older, but yet there are times when we have people who are really pursuing something in particular, and they make their schedule work so that we see all kinds of people.
Yeah.
The other thing, when we talk about the fact that we offer the classes to 18 and above, there's a number of reasons for that. But one of the reasons is because we want to make sure we have educational opportunities for all folks. And we do have a program, Kaleidoscope program, where volunteers are trained and then they go into the school and teach elementary kids. I just happened to be in the studio when they were having a training the other night, and it looked so interesting, I wanted to come. So they do a really, really nice job. And then we have a program for teenagers called Expressions that is on Thursday after school hours. Mm-hmm.
That's for 12 to 17-year-olds. Yeah, and that's the new session is going to start in April.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and we also serve seniors with the Art for Life program. So we try really hard to make sure that there isn't a single person in town or outside of town in the general area that can't get involved with an art class if that's something they'd like to do.
Yeah, we've pretty much covered everybody.
Yeah, seems like it. Do all the expressions and the senior program, do they all take place there in the studio, or do you guys go?
The senior center,
we
do it at the senior center. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Have Carol Kolvachek who mm-hmm. teaches that class. And she's on the board of the senior center now, so that worked out really well. And then the art, the expressions program does take mm-hmm. place in the Joyce Dillon studio.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's play a little music here. I have a band queued up called The Wardens.
Yay.
And we'll play some of their music and then come back and talk about them. But real quick, the show that The Wardens are putting on is at the Panetta Theater.
And tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Yes. Okay. 7 p.m.
Okay. And here we go with a song called Shining Mountains. And I think this is the one I was listening to this morning. Here, we'll find out in just a second.
The new day rises gently, crimson skies so clear. Wild geese fly blue highways, and the songbird sings so dear. Guard this land forever. Follow blazes from the past. Drink the cold crystal waters. Make time stand still at last. Good morning, shining mountains. Your hills shine bright and true. See this day now. Will we, when it's through?
The Wardens with Shining Mountains. Just a nice, easy kind of a song. Oh, yeah. See, all the phones are ringing this morning. We are live on the air, folks. This is 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio. I'm Jack Peterson here with Jan Rust and Tone Lund, talking about what's coming up at POAC, the Pondere Arts Council. The Wardens, who you just heard, are performing tomorrow night at the Panetta Theater. And that one, I enjoy that pleasant, easygoing kind of a song. They also have some that are a little more, what would we say, energetic than that too. And I will, maybe we'll play another one of those before the show is out. Tell me a little bit about the Wardens,
okay.
Tone,
well,
and how they came to your attention.
The Wardens we saw at Arts Northwest, and mm-hmm. they are park wardens up in Canada. And so they were all together and realized that they could harmonize and sing together when they were just up in the mountains somewhere. So they started writing their own songs and writing songs about stories of being in the wilderness. And that's how they came to our attention.
It's not just a name. They actually are
wardens. Yeah, and they've got some great pictures. They've got a slideshow that goes behind it of the Rocky Mountains and places that they protect up there.
Yeah.
They'll be doing a school outreach in the morning on Friday. Mm-hmm. We'll have kids bust in for that, and that one they're gonna talk a lot about the wilderness and protecting the land and grizzly bears and all kinds of fun things for the kids.
Cool.
Yeah.
They're from Canada.
Yes.
But they're from Western Canada. They're kind of just north of us.
Correct.
Right?
That's their
point of origin. I think that's one of their songs is called Selkirk Snow.
I think.
Yeah, we share a mountain range with them. They're an award-winning folk band from just north of our area, and you can catch them tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
And they really do put on a great show. We got to see them part of a show at Arts Northwest, and it's so much fun.
And I mean I like that the fact that they're wardens, that kind of comes into it, right?
Yeah.
They talk about, their
work. Yeah, and a lot of their songs are written about things that have happened to them while they're up there doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the wilderness has always been a source of inspiration for musicians.
Yes.
I suppose.
Absolutely.
And these are no exception. The Wardens will be at the Panada Theater. You can catch them tomorrow night here in Sandpoint.
Yeah, you can get tickets at artandsandpoint.org, or you can purchase them at the door.
Okay.
And it's $25 for adults and $10 for youth.
You can also get them here on KRFY.
Yes.
And we'll do a ticket giveaway in a little bit, I think. Maybe when we play the next song, so stay tuned. Let's see. Is there more to talk about the Wardens before I move on to ask you what else is coming up in the Performing Arts series?
Well, I don't think we need to say much more.
Okay. Other than that they're a good band and they're playing tomorrow night.
Yeah, they'll be in town today.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, okay. What goes on in for the rest of the Performing Arts series for 2025?
We've only got two more shows after this one. So we've got Missoula Children's Theater that's coming up in March. And so auditions for that will be on March 17th at the Forestburg Charter School.
Uh-huh.
That information is on our website if anybody has any kids that are interested in participating. It'll be Snow White and the Seven Dwarves this year.
Okay. Snow White and
the
Seven Dwarves.
Yes.
Cool.
And then there'll be two shows on Saturday. So the kids will rehearse all week and put on two full shows on Saturday.
And I have to confess, I've never been to one of these shows. Is it the kids and then adults from the theater as well?
Yeah, Missoula Children's Theater sends two actors over. So they have 60 kids and they teach them this whole play and put it all together in a week.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so I'm guessing you have, this is a guess, I'm guessing you would have Snow White played by an adult and the Queen / Wicked Witch played by an adult.
Yep.
And everybody else is
No. They are all kids.
Oh, there's Prince Charming. Prince Charming too.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's all kids.
It's all kids pretty much. The actors will participate in it if we don't get enough turnout.
Oh, okay.
But
ideally you're casting all the parts.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. Well, those kids are brave to learn all that in a week and then just get up there in front of everybody.
Okay.
The kids are brave, but the people from the Missoula Children's Theater are amazing that they can get that quality of performance together in a week's time.
Because they bring the set. They just have a little red truck and they bring all of the costumes and the set and everything.
The auditions are on the 17th, and is that open to
anybody?
Anybody.
Anybody from kindergarten through 18.
Okay.
You can come in.
And you can be a, that includes, I mean, if you're homeschooled or whatever,
yep,
you can be
absolutely.
Any kid can show up.
Yep.
Okay. So that's the March show, the yep. auditions on the 17th, and then the performance would have to be on
the 22nd, March 22nd.
Yes, sorry.
Yeah.
Saturday the 22nd, Monday, or and Sunday the or just two on Saturday. The
just two on Saturday. Okay. Yep. One at noon and one at 4 p.m.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's March. Now I'm turning the calendar to
April. On
April
30th, which is a Wednesday, we have Collision mm-hmm. of Rhythm coming.
Okay.
And they're two guys that do a lot of drumming and play a ton of instruments. They're super fun.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got a video on our website
per,
if you want to go check it out.
Mostly percussion, or do they play other stuff too?
They play other stuff too, yeah.
Okay.
We get to drive them after the show to Whitefish, Montana, where they're playing next. So Dino and I are going to load them up in a van and drive them over there for them because they're nervous about the snow, but uh-huh. I don't think we're going to have any.
In April, yeah. It seems, well, between here and Whitefish, you might... You never know.
You never know.
Right. Depends on that March weather, if it goes out like a lion or not. And the so that's Collision of Rhythm. Where are they from? Not around here, I guess.
No.
If they're nervous to drive in the snow. Yeah.
No, I can't remember now off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're from. But we'll be back and tell you all about them
okay.
next time.
Yeah. Come on back. We'll talk about Collision of Rhythm. And that wraps it up for the performing arts. I mean, so we've got three shows left. The first one is tomorrow night, and then Snow White next month, and Collision of Rhythm.
Yes, and we've already got our season booked for the next year, so
oh wow,
we're looking forward to announcing that in June.
Okay. June is the next, that's the announcement of the next performing arts series. You got the classes going on. What else goes on in the spring at POAC? What do you guys... working on now?
Well, we'll be getting ready for our fundraiser, the art party, which happens in June.
Hmm.
So right okay. now the planning is happening for that.
Okay.
Yeah, one of our biggest fundraisers.
The art party. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I see Brendan Kelty Naples out there waiting for us from the Panada Theater to talk a little bit more about what's going on at the Panada.
Nice.
Including the show tomorrow night at the... Panada, which is the Wardens. And let's find, we just played Shining Mountains. I don't know. Do you have any particular favorites, Tone, before I pick one almost at random?
No, I'll just pick one at random.
Okay. All right. I tell you what, the phone number here, 265-2992 in the 208 area code. If you're interested in a pair of tickets
yes.
to the Wardens tomorrow night... You can get them. Give me a call, and I'll just say the first caller once I start the music, because that's easiest. I don't have any trivia questions or anything, do you? No. You could say, what's the name of the national park? I don't want to do that. All right, we're just gonna play the music and give away a pair of tickets. 265-2992 as soon as the music starts. Thanks for listening to the morning show, and here are the Wardens.
1 Bravo 1, now we're not.
1 Bravo 1, go ahead.
He grew up on the West Coast, in land of sea and mountains. Eyes would gaze so longingly at the towering peaks above. Cut his teeth on the Squamish chief, put up roots upon that peak, eased his way up granite faces, climbing was his love. California beckoned him, big walls of El Capitan called him from his motherland to scale their lofty heights. He was living on adrenaline, narrow cracks and ledges thin, hammocks strung from pitons was the way he spent his nights. And the legend grows, 1,000 rescues come and gone. That's how the story goes, and no one knows how many times he's risked his life and limb. Legend of the warden known as Tim.
All right. That was the Wardens. And congratulations to Amy, who won a pair of tickets to the Ward's performance at the Panada Theater, which will be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. That at least is the public performance that is open to anybody who wants to attend. It's presented by POAC, the Pondere Arts Council. And we have with us here Jan Rust and Tone Lund from the Pondere Arts Council. We've been talking a little bit about all sorts of things that are going on at POAC right now, including what's coming up at the Performing Arts Series. Also joining us now is Brendan Kelty Naples.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brendan, from the Panada Theater. Do I have... The microphones are on, everybody. We're live on the radio. These are... Brendan, you actually sound... Are you getting a little cold, too?
This is just my morning rust. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Need a couple more coffees to get going.
You sound good. it's going around, but I'm glad you're not getting sick. That'd break my heart, Brendan.
I know.
Let's see. You said you're excited for the show. Your kids are excited for it.
Oh yeah.
Were you familiar with the Wardens before you heard they were coming, or you look them up?
I looked him up.
And me too.
Once I looked him up, I was pretty pumped because these guys have a lot of character.
Yeah.
A lot of backcountry experience, a lot of kind of wilderness living and science type of expeditions. And, they play great music too. So
to top it off.
Yeah, they've got a lot to offer. And I think a lot of Sandpoint folks will enjoy them.
Yeah, it seems like the right kind of show for this area. I was kind of surprised I hadn't heard of them before. I mean, maybe they're bigger in Canada or something, but as soon as I looked them up, it was like, oh, the Wardens, they're a big deal. Let's see. Anything else we need to say about that show? What time do the doors open, Brendan? How about that? Show's at 7?
We're talking about the evening show.
Okay. Sorry, yeah.
7 p.m. Uh-huh. You got it.
The doors open at 6.
Doors are at 6.
Yeah. Okay.
And you're going to want to get a beverage or two before you sit down. Uh-huh. So help yourself.
Frosty beverage.
Frosty beverage.
We talked at length last week with Rob Talbot and Sean Bame from the Panada about what's going on there as far as renovations. So I don't know that we have to dive into it with you, but big changes coming to the Panada. Excited for that.
Big changes, but also
not huge.
slow and meticulous. Let's just put it that way.
Got
to make sure you're crossing your T's, dotting your I's with all the different things going on, historical stuff and infrastructure and all that good stuff. So nothing's happening tomorrow, but hopefully we'll have a few more stalls for folks to go potty in at least.
Coming up, I think I asked. I don't remember what they said or if they knew yet, but do you know when things are going to start happening? Is there a timeline for changes at the Panada?
You know, the first step is the architectural and kind of the permitting phase. So kind of a design phase. And so, of course, we got to get funding for that first and then carry out through architect and then through all the various like utilities and whatnot. So
it's a long, slow process.
I don't have a date for you, but I think the design process will start up soon here.
Yeah. Let's talk about what else is going on at the Panada, and I'll pull up our current events calendar of what else is going on in town. Let's see. What comes up at the Panada Theater, Brendan?
Well, of course, we are having our... one of our regulars come back, the Gothard sisters, and they're coming back for an annual Celtic celebration, March 1st. So that's Saturday. February is strange.
It
ends after 28 days.
It is that weird month. Yeah.
So the next day is the 1st of March.
Yeah.
And that's when the Gothards come by for their Celtic celebration. And you know, if you don't know, they are a multi-talented. Each one of them is multi-instrumentalist, as well as a fantastic dancer. And so they're hardworking. They're an indie group. They're not corporate linked. They do all the work themselves. They're a pretty cool bunch.
Yeah.
And they put on a great show. And so they sell out just about every time they come through.
Yeah. Last time they were here was in December, right?
Yep. They played a Christmas show, which is just a beautiful show.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of neat, too, because Sandpoint is one of their toeholds in the Inland Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Rob may have, through Maddox Farm, may have brought him in first.
Yeah.
Unless you guys did.
No, it wasn't us.
Yeah. Yeah. And so slowly but surely, we're watching their fan base grow, and it's really neat.
Yeah.
And they deserve every bit of it. So fully recommend. Bring the kids. This is always a fun show, a wholesome family show, too.
Okay.
So
A high-energy festive evening, according to the copy I'm reading here at the Gothard Sisters Celtic mm-hmm. Celebration. Okay. That's this weekend. That's this Saturday.
Cool.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. kicking off St. Paddy's season a little early
mm-hmm.
here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the weather's warming up just in time, so.
Yeah. Okay, that's this weekend. Anything else on popping up on your schedule there?
Yeah, so we have a great cinema series going on Sunday. Panada presents mm-hmm. Sunday Cinema Series.
Mm-hmm.
And the films have been awesome. And this mm-hmm. Sunday, we're offering two showings of Best in Show.
Oh, nice.
Which
I
is
love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Which is a hilarious, quirky, brilliant comedy. I believe directed by who is it? Christopher Guest?
Yep, Christopher Guest.
Uh-huh. And co-written by Eugene Levy or Levy, who also did Schitt's Creek. And he's tons of other funny characters. So this hilarious, highly rated film, 2:00 and 7 PM. The 2:00 matinee is closed captioned. So, you know, if you don't want to turn your hearing aids up, you come in and get your closed caption at 2 PM. And movies are $5.
Do I have it right that the Oscars is this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is why we had our last showing was the Oscar shorts.
You had the Oscar shorts. Yes. And yeah. I was going to ask you, what's your prediction? The Oscar shorts. Did you actually see them? And do you have a guess of who's going to win?
I was kind of in and out uh-huh. of the booth. So unfortunately, I don't have a prediction for you.
Okay.
All I'll say is that there were probably close to 200 people for the 2:00 showing of the animated films.
Oh, cool.
So those were highly rated as well. And we had a great time with that. So,
yeah.
But I don't have a prediction for you on that one.
Okay.
All right, fine. I was going to say, but yeah, and we offered that for $5 thanks to mm-hmm. Thanks to a few corporate sponsors locally here.
Best in Show.
Yep.
On Sunday, which is the same day as the Oscars. I'm sorry. Just saw a news flash. Gene Hackman died.
I saw that this morning, yeah, too.
Well, that's too bad.
And his wife and his dog.
And his wife and his dog. I wonder. Okay.
Must well, be carbon monoxide.
I know. Something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We've got the Oscars coming up. Any predictions from anyone in the crowd? Who's going to win Best Picture?
I don't even know who's in the running.
Oh, gosh. Aren't you supposed to be in the arts? Don't you pay attention to these things? No.
Apparently not that much.
Okay.
I know the Brutalist got a lot of press.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you believe what you see on social media. That one looks like it's kind of leading.
I think that's the favorite. Right. Uh-huh. Now.
I love that actor. What's his name?
Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody. He is great.
Yeah. I was hoping. I would like to see that movie. It looks very good. It looks right up my alley, The Brutalist. But I have not. I don't think I've seen any of the Best Picture nominees. Jim Healy, who's not here right now, I think has seen a couple of them, and he would have a take. I think he is pulling for Timothy Chalamet, who played Bob Dylan in Dylan biopic. That's all I know. Should we talk? Anything else you want to highlight, Brendan, as far as this weekend or this week or immediately coming up that needs attention at the Panada Theater?
You know, I just say that every beer that you drink or every candy that you mm-hmm. consume goes straight to the theater and is matched by Ting.
Nice.
So come on by and remember that, you know, we offer stuff at a pretty low mm-hmm. price. But every time you swing by and have a snack. Ting is doubling that and adding that to our funds. So for our century fund and whatnot.
Yeah. I must have known that at some point, but I don't think I fully comprehended that. Yeah, that makes me want to buy another beer.
And okay. when you throw a tip in the jar, that doesn't go to us or the volunteers. That goes, again, it's matched by Ting and goes into our funds.
Okay.
So, cool. Yeah, something to remember.
Okay. Let's see. Coming up this weekend as well, it is Alpine Snowboard and Demo Day up at Schweitzer. The Snow Queen. There's a production of The Snow Queen at Northside Elementary School. Ho ho.
Oh, that's Missoula Children's Theater, too.
It is. Yeah. It's a production of The Snow Queen, which I think is that Hans Christian Andersen story that Frozen, the movie, is kind of loosely based on.
Right.
That's out at Northside in another kids production. Let's see here. We got live music with Sydney Dawn on Saturday, and that's at Barrel 33. Andrew Gomez, his first time in Sandpoint. I was gonna say I don't recognize that name. Okay,
where is he out of?
Jack? He's I don't know, but he's playing at Connie's, 323 Cedar Street at 6 p.m. on Saturday night. There's of course the Gothard Sisters Celtic Celebration. After the Gothard Sisters, you could go and check out the Nightmares, Mayors, at the 219 across the street. It's the annual Gun and Horn Show out at the Bonner County Fairgrounds.
Woohoo!
Are we all going to the Gun and Horn Show?
Absolutely.
No. Yeah. let's see. And there's Best in Show. It's, you know, this is kind of a weirdly quiet week, especially considering.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, so Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, is Fat Tuesday. We're coming up on Mardi Gras here.
Oh,
there's
wow.
No big, there, and the, but it's not until next weekend that they're doing the Follies adjacent show at the Hive from 8 to 11 p.m. on the 8th of March. So they'll miss Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Hopefully people are willing to stop observing Lent for a night and go to the Follies.
I'll be there.
You'll be there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got my costume ready.
Did you hear that they are trying to stop the throwing of plastic beads at Mardi Gras?
No.
And they're starting to throw glass beads.
Why?
Better for trash. I suppose that would have to
too
be
much
better
trash.
For the, yeah, better for the environment
and
in
they,
some way.
They clog up their drains, apparently.
So. Yeah. Interesting. Do they make, is there such a thing as like a biodegradable bead? Paper beads?
Ooh, cornstarch beads.
Yeah. Oh.
That could get messy if it was raining. So.
Uh-huh. Well, that could be a new part of the fun, I would think.
That's right.
Yep. Okay. Well, here we are. It's 3 minutes to the top of the hour. It's a very, apparently, a quiet weekend here in Sandpoint. Are you guys watching the Academy Awards? How about that? I'm throwing that open to the room. Anybody even have a plan to watch the watch the show on the television?
We will be watching some of it.
Thank you for participating, Brendan. Okay.
At your behest, I will be watching the Oscars.
Conan O'Brien's hosting the show. It looks like it's his first time. It looks like it should be good.
There's always some drama, isn't there, around these shows?
That's my one big conspiracy theory that I subscribe to. And actually, I may be the only person who subscribes to it, but I think that the Oscars, in a bid to reclaim their ratings, I think they're letting things intentionally go a little haywire. I think they're letting, you know, they're letting the screw ups happen a little bit because you never know. You know, tune in. Who knows what's gonna, what celebrity's gonna have a meltdown on live TV this weekend. Let's see. I don't know.
Should be interesting.
It should be interesting. Yeah. The contact information for POAC, artinsandpoint.org,
correct,
is the website.
Yes.
Any other important information you want to let people know about how to get in touch?
Well, you can give us a call at 208-263-6139.
Okay.
You can come by the gallery at 313 North 2nd Avenue, right across the street from Jalapenos. You can check out the classes, get your tickets, or you can buy tickets at the door tomorrow night.
Okay.
And I would say one of the things that I neglected to say when I was talking about the school is we do have registration deadlines for all our classes. So mm-hmm. make sure if you're interested to go to artinsandpoint.org, look at the catalog, but don't wait till the last minute because all classes close 5 days before we actually offer them. So
okay.
Registration is important.
Yeah. Don't show up on the day of the class without having registered thinking you'll get a seat.
Right. I wouldn't okay. want anybody to do that because yeah. they'd be so disappointed, and so would we.
Yeah. Okay. let's see. Panada is panada.org. And, mm-hmm. well, thank you all for being here. Next Friday is Free First Friday, and we talked about that a little bit.
Good.
It's artwork about women.
Done
or
by
inspired
women.
By women.
Yeah.
Done by women.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've got six artists that are participating this time. So okay. that's awesome.
All right.
Should be a good show.
Okay. And that the time that opens
is... It will be from 5 to 7 p.m.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
And come have a glass of wine and check it out.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody, to 88.5 KRFY Ponderay. This has been The Morning Show, and I did a poor job of announcing what else is coming up on KRFY, but tune in next week. Also tune in tomorrow for North Idaho News of the Week at 8 o'clock. And thank you very much. It's time now for Bird Note here on Panhandle Community Radio.